Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Cenovus.com.
Stop in and save big money on your next outdoor lumber project now at Menards. Menards has the largest selection of AC2 pressure-treated lumber and decking, and it's easy to load in our outdoor lumber yard. Plus, you can get free estimates fast with our deck design program in-store or on Menards.com. Check out our weekly flyer for more great deals happening now at Menards.
Save big money at Menards.
Coming at you live from the heart of Lincoln, America, this is Old School. Sponsored by the Mercado by Certified Piedmontese. Broadcasting veteran Derek Pearson.
When you find something that moves them, that makes them smile, celebrate it. That's your task. That's your superpower.
Nebraska Football Hall of Famer Jay Foreman.
Rifles a pass. It was tipped. It's picked off by Foreman. He's at the 15, 10, 5. He'll score!
On 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Old School, 1040 O Street, live in effect from The Ticket, formerly known as the LEF building, but we are bringing electricity down here in the great city of Lincoln, Nebraska, the mecca of sports radio. We are Old School, brought to you by the Mercado, Certified Piedmontese, Special Ingredients, a butcher shop, 84th and Havelock, 30th and Yankee Hill, in Lancaster County. Every type of meat and every type of cut. We're going to jump into, in this first longer segment, the NFL schedule release. I know everybody was, I ran into a couple of friends, they were saying, hey, did you see, you know, they do the kind of skits. And they did the one. Did you see the one with the Chargers and the Raiders?
I saw the Chargers did the Sims video.
Yeah, the Sims video. And then they had the QR code on top of the Raiders fan. And when you scanned it, it went to like a clown show.
Oh my God.
So essentially, they call the Raiders fans a bunch of clowns. That's pretty. Awesome. It was, some of them were pretty well thought of, pretty cool, pretty funny. I saw the one with what was it? The Cleveland Browns and I think the Chiefs. I think was with I think it was Njoku or whatever. Their tight end was pretty thought out. I think the parody is in effect now, and I think the Chiefs were probably always going to be the odds-on favorite. But I think that with the Rasheen Rice situation, it brings them, even with Kelce and Mahomes, it still brings everybody back closer, or brings them closer back to the field.
Well, and here's this, when you talk about the schedule release, one of the big headlines was Kansas City goes 50 days between home games.
Yeah.
They'll play New Orleans on a Monday night and then have four road games in a bye week before they get another home game.
Congratulations, Super Bowl champs. You don't get your home field advantage for 50 days. You lost the luster then. Who did that? Somebody has to get fired.
Right. But on the flip side of that, it's they probably have a bunch of home games clustered other places. So they get long stretches at home and a really long stretch on the road.
If they can hold their head above water, and the league better hope they don't end up going, I think it's five games, right? Or four games.
Four and a bye.
Four. You better hope they don't go 4-0. I'm just...
right.
Because those games, it's like they're like division games.
I think they've got San Francisco, Las Vegas, the Chargers, and the Falcons in
right.
that stretch.
And I'm just talking about just going 4-0. It's like you actually won six games because it's hard to go 4-0 in the league. It's hard to go 4-0 on the road. You knocked out four games, essentially half your road games with W's. Now you're coming to probably the best home field advantage. And you're the defending Super Bowl champion, and you essentially have a game and a half, two games on the field, you know, as far as all four road games, and a bye. You might as well just say, you know what, this is where the AFC Championship is going to be. We got to play out of our you know what's to beat them, and hope that they have some injury troubles coming down the stretch, because that's where it's going to be if I'm the other teams in AFC.
Interesting.
If they go 4-0,
right,
or 3-1. If they go 2-2. That's actually better for the league.
It's a normal year, though.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's you could convince yourself there's some chinks in the armor. We've seen some weaknesses. Maybe they lost their all that stuff. they're not so far ahead, then it's a foregone conclusion. We gotta hope for a miracle or something like that. So that was huge for me. And then obviously Austin, the first game of the year.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm talking about.
I know exactly what you're talking about.
You know who's coming too.
You know where you're going to, right?
We're going to Naptown. if you guys don't know, my Houston Texans are going to take that trip. It's about 2 hours and 45 minutes from H-Town to Indianapolis. We're going to get some shrimp cocktail. Not going to upset our stomachs. And the slew-footed, slanging C.J. Stroud.
He's going to find his butt on the turf for 60 minutes.
We're going to light.
Latu coming for it. A.D. Mitchell is the new T.Y. Hilton. Houston doesn't know what's coming.
We are going to light you up like a Christmas tree.
Doubtful.
I mean,
Zaire Franklin's going to live in that backfield.
Oh my gosh. That's
Joe Mixon who? Nah.
You know, the thing is, Austin, playing on the road is hard. And this is, I will say this from my NFL experience. You're going to get the best, let's just say, and I think both Houston and Indianapolis, they're closer than what people think in the offseason because it came down to that game, mm-hmm. right? And it was competitive. Look, you got your quarterback now and the whole full offseason. People don't realize this, especially when they're two teams that are comparable. The first game, you're going to get the best version of the Colts, mm-hmm. if I'm coming from Houston's perspective. People ask why, because you got 17. No. They have schemed. They have coached. They have had meetings. They've watched team or watched film as a staff. They've kept up with the Colts in this case, where I'm talking about from Houston's perspective and vice versa for Indianapolis. They kept up on injuries, kept up on play concepts. They probably had people at open practices or inner squad or inner team practice week practices going into going into preseason games. So you should have more intel, and the game plan should be more airtight that game. So you should see not as many blowouts. Now, where you could see the big jump in my experience is week 2 and 3, mm-hmm. because all that time that you put into that game, you're not able to do it to the next week. So you know, if you're like, I guess I could just give it to you like this. So the very first game in Houston Texans history, we played Dallas. Dallas was a better team than us. We were a really good defense, historically horrible offense. Dallas had they just were a better overall team, but we were able to play them in the preseason. It was just kind of, we were just all going through the motions. But we also were able to study them more than the next opponent. So beating them wasn't that hard. The next year, I think it was the first time an expansion team ever won the first two games, you know, start the season. Go down on the road to Miami, as hot as all get out. We end up beating them pretty easily, pretty handily. Why? We were able to, all preseason, I mean, all through training camp, we had Miami Dolphins section in practice. Sometimes we practiced against the Dolphins. Or practice for the Dolphins. Yeah. So that's what's usually going to happen. Obviously, the schedule coming out. The one thing also, Austin, I wanted to ask you about is the 49ers and the unique position that they're in, right? You had the offseason where Brock Purdy still, he's got his contract adjusted, but not a new contract. You heard rumblings that Deebo Samuel is on the trading block, right? Brandon Ayuk is potentially going to be holding out or miss significant part about training camp. Not talking about a rookie coming in and playing as good as a veteran. But you fired your defensive coordinator. You shown chinks in the armor. Seemed like last year was the year. Do you have a Super Bowl hangover? The Rams look like they're poised to not only challenge you, but maybe take over. Seattle's on the uptick. And the Cardinals are still the Cardinals, but you have two known challengers that challenged you along with their schedule. When you looked at the 49ers schedule, what was your thought about their schedule moving forward, considering where they're at as a franchise and how close, but yet so far they were from winning the Super Bowl last year?
Playing a first place schedule is never easy, right? Yeah. Winning a division and getting that, you know, quote unquote reward. That's why the NFL has the most parity of any league. right? I mean, because on their schedule,
yeah, they're looking, just look at it right off the rip.
Yeah, you start off with Aaron. then you have the Chiefs and the Cowboys in back-to-back weeks.
Yep.
Both those are at home, but still, those are two pretty tough tests. Go to the Buccaneers. Go to the Packers. Go to the Bills.
And that's just a and they're probably a, they're a better team than Buffalo. That's a long trip. That's
right.
A long trip out there.
And this season, to me, Jay, will tell me if San Francisco is more Buffalo or more Kansas City. With all the drama, with all the potential moving parts and distractions there, we've seen it knock Buffalo off course, where they haven't been able to get over the hump.
Yeah.
Now, the difference is there's no Patrick Mahomes in the NFC.
Yeah.
Not anything close to him there. So I think San Francisco, I think, would be a safer bet to have a better season in not just the NFC West, but in the NFC. But to me, the question is, has Detroit taken that step up? Has Philly reloaded?
Are they for real? Yeah. Or is Detroit for real? Is Philly...
Is there more in love?
Yeah, is the last second half of the season of Green Bay and Jordan Love, is that who you are going to be moving forward? Or was it a snapshot of what you could be, and now we have more intel on you, now you're going to have the quote-unquote sophomore slump? That's going to be huge. I think Green Bay holds the keys to the NFC. Right? You got rid of your defensive coordinator. We got a ton of talent. You drafted well, kind of developed well. Your quarterback looked like, because you got to think, at the beginning of the season, they were like, we got to get this dude out of here.
Right.
Now all of a sudden, we love you. So which one is it? Or are you somewhere in between? Now, and then you lost Jones to your rival, the Vikings. You feel comfortable with Jacobs, the younger version.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Cenovus.com.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
I think they control, I think they have the keys to the NFC, because are they significantly better than the Vikings? And let's just assume they're better than the rookie quarterback-led Bears. And are they as good as Detroit, because they battled last year? And then if they aren't, can they go another way around, which most likely would be at Dallas or at San Francisco or at Philly, if Detroit holds serve at who they are? Now, if you flip it, now can a second-year starting quarterback and Jordan Love handle having a home game, home field advantage? And we've seen Aaron Rodgers, when they were 15-1 or whatever, dookie down their legs. But when they were the number six seed and you're in rhythm, you go right to the Super Bowl. I think Green Bay holds the keys to the NFC, because I think they're probably the most complete team if Love is everybody that they love in Green Bay.
I think that's fair. The Rams also intrigue me, just because how do they respond to Aaron Donald being gone?
Yeah.
Not just the player he is on the field, but off the field as well.
Game plan.
That's a massive change in how opponents attack them and how they attack opponents. So I think the Rams have enough talent, especially on offense. That defense, if it's not better by late December into early January, that's going to be a problem.
Yeah.
That'll be enough time to see if they can adjust to that loss.
Yeah, I mean, I think losing Aaron Donald, everybody's like, okay, first of all, if I was this buddy, it's like, look, man, what are you doing? Do you not want to go to training? What is it? Just take the first 10 weeks off and then come back.
Right.
Don't retire. He's still in his prime.
Yeah.
Like, what else do you want to do?
What else do you have to do?
Right, yes. Yeah, I mean, I get it. He's got a family and all. He's very family-oriented, so you got to respect the decision.
Well, and they have a tough first 5 weeks.
They
go to the Lions, host the Niners,
come back after
host the Packers.
Yeah, just come back after that. How about that? We'll deal with this mess, and then you take the easy way out.
Right. Seriously, though.
But I think that what people don't understand, when you have a superstar, Hall of Famer, first ballot player like Aaron Donald – it's not what he does. Because you know what, you know when you pull up to the stadium, you know who he is. Mm-hmm. You know what's going to happen. He's going to dominate in some form or fashion. It's what it does to the other teams and also the respect that you lose in the offseason as people start to mentally prepare for you when the schedule comes out.
Mm-hmm.
You actually gain that. You actually, by him retiring, gives everybody else more confidence to beat you. Everybody starts to hone in on Stafford and the two receivers. Right? Versus mm-hmm. where Aaron Donald single-handedly can win a game defensively. He can wreck your offensive game plan from a run game standpoint. And he not only arrives at the quarterback to sack your quarterback, it's strip force fumble, let alone he might hurt your quarterback.
Right.
Well, he's gone.
Mm-hmm.
And yes, the Rams have done a really good job of drafting, developing, and also priority free agent guys. But you only can do that so much, and none of them are a Hall of Fame player.
That part.
And even though you got a first and second round pick, you know, from the two from Florida State who are eventually going to be good players, they're still not Aaron Donald. So they are, I would normally say the Rams, but the fact that you lost Aaron Donald makes me, you know, wonder a little bit. And then also you wonder how healthy can Matthew Stafford stay? Mm-hmm. Even though he played phenomenal last year, he got banged up.
Right.
Kept playing,
but you can kind of tell.
Right. He went through that 2-week stretch, and then he kind of limped into the bye week, and then that helped him. But 36, 37 years old is still 36, 37 years old, especially with the beating that he took at Detroit. So some other games, though, I think also is going to be, you know, obviously starting off, you got the Ravens at the Chiefs.
Oh, boy.
It's great with the Ravens. Until I see you guys call plays that fit Lamar Jackson when it's crunch time, I still don't believe in you.
Mm-hmm.
I could see you going 14-3, 13-4, and have a home game and throw the ball 30 times and be like, man, we have the number one defense, but we got lit up. Until you, it's kind of like Buffalo,
right?
Right. Yeah. Mm-hmm. You go down to Kansas City and have all these yards. Josh Allen plays out of his mind, and we can't defend Travis Kelce for 13 seconds.
13 seconds.
Or we have Kansas City at home. We beat them earlier, and we can't catch a 62-yard bomb, and we want to be a Hall of Fame receiver. Mm-hmm. Until you do it, you're just kind of like, I'll see you do it. That's going to be an interesting game. Obviously, I'm going to tell you this one. There's two other games. This is from experience, Austin. September 12th, Buffalo at the Dolphins.
Ooh.
I think the Dolphins, they're going to be out for revenge. It's always, I remember last year, remember Josh Allen threw for like 400 yards and they still lost, ran out of gas. Listen, playing down there at that time, normally, it's the hottest game I've ever been in.
Dang.
Besides Arizona State that night. And the reason why it's so hard for Buffalo to play down there at any point in time during the year, because the contrast is so different. It might be 82 degrees in Buffalo. It's going to be hot as I'll get out, and they always make us wear blue uniforms. And I think the Dolphins are gunning for them. I know they've prepared for it. They feel like you see the chink in the armor. Buffalo lost mm-hmm. a lot. That's going to be a huge game. There's another game right here that's going to be interesting. And the only reason I think it's going to be interesting is November 28th, the Chicago Bears at Detroit. I think Detroit is a better team. I think Detroit's going to win. It will tell me a lot more about the Caleb Williams project, or Caleb Williams as a franchise quarterback, Caleb Williams making the decision to draft Caleb Williams even before his senior year in college. Was that the right decision? Or did you let a chance, maybe even down the future, keep Justin Fields for a year and get somebody else that's maybe more capable of doing it? I'll know everything by then, because you're set up way better than Justin Fields ever was.
Right.
Your offensive line is better. You got running game. You got receivers. You got it all. You got a coach coming back. The GM's coming back. Late in the season. We'll see if you're really for real, because people have 6 weeks of tape, more than 6 weeks of tape on you. That means you'll have 2 weeks to kind of recover after you kind of stub your toe, and you should be hitting your stride late in the year. It'll be interesting.
That game stands out to me too, because one of those other schedule quirks is that the Bears don't play a divisional game until week 11. So they're backloaded with NFC North games, because the 2 weeks before that, guess what? Host the Packers, host the Vikings. Now you got to go back on the road.
Yeah.
Your third divisional game.
Let's
in
see
a
what
row.
You're made of.
Yeah.
Let's
prove
see what
it. Step
yeah.
up.
But also, it's going to be, I think it could work out really good for Caleb Williams because you're playing teams that aren't familiar with the Chicago Bears early.
Sure.
So it's set up for you possibly to be successful. You know, when I look at Caleb Williams, this, I think he had 30 touchdowns last year throwing. I'll look at the break. His first, I think 21 came in his first six or seven games. Maybe even less than that. That means he threw 9 touchdowns over the last, like, maybe 6 games. So that makes me wonder, are you really a franchise quarterback? Because when they compared you to, like, Daniels and everybody else, Daniels and them were more consistent. You weren't very consistent. Am I right with that?
Let's do the math here. The last 6 weeks of the year, so from Notre Dame on, 1 touchdown to 3 picks. No touchdowns, no picks against Utah. 2 touchdowns against Cal. 3 against Washington. 1 against Oregon. 1 against UCLA.
So it's 8.
Out of 30.
Okay. Yeah. Okay.
In 6
so,
weeks.
Okay. Yeah. So that means, to me, you slowed down, and as you played better opponents, you weren't able to execute. Because you can't tell me you didn't have talent. And you can't tell me you didn't have scheme. So where is the common denominator? Now, I do think he will be good. I think it was probably a very premature mistake by Eberflus to name him the starter before he even took part in the rookie minicamp. Everybody in that locker room knows eventually he would start. But you want to let him have a moment to where, you know what, even if he lit it up in practice for 2 days, like, yeah, this is the guy. And also he has some... I wouldn't say personality issues, but he's going to have a little bit of reality. You're going to be dealing with grown men.
Right.
So flashing your money, you pulling up in a Ferrari, all that's not doing anything in Chicago. So that game sticks out to me, not because of who the Bears are, who they potentially could be, but where he will be at. Because if the Bears somehow get it going in the next 2 or 3 years, the NFL, and in particular the NFC North, is going to be the new NFC East, to where that's where you, like, okay, that's the division in the NFC, kind of like bringing back the old guard, because you got to think Detroit's going to be sustainable. If Love is playing, they're going to be sustainable. And let's just think that the Vikings will always be a contender.
You trust Minnesota to rebuild a lot more than you do Chicago.
Right. And if Chicago gets going, now you got 4 teams, and that could trickle down to maybe Dak Prescott and Dallas is blown up. You'd like to see that NFC North, maybe even to compete with the NFC East moving forward. We weren't even able to get into the Philadelphia Eagles and how much pressure is on them. Matter of fact, we're going to take a quick break. We're going to spend the first half of the next segment talking about the Philadelphia Eagles and the Giants and how much pressure there is on both of those coaches, organizations, and some of the players to perform next year. Jay Foreman, Austin Orman, we'll be right back.
Watch Old School Live on Facebook, YouTube, or Twitch. Old School. With DP and J on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Synovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at synovus.com. Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Synovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at synovus.com.